Unit 6. What's the real story? Lesson A. Page 46. Exercise 5. Broadcast news. Part A. Listen to an early morning news broadcast. What is each story about? Write the correct number. 1.
It's 7 o'clock and time for the news. First, this just in from the World Health Organization, or WHO. WHO has reported that the global epidemic of tuberculosis, also known as TB, is not as widespread as it was in the past. However, although the number of cases of TB has been decreasing worldwide, this disease is still a problem. According to a recent study, about one-fourth of all known TB cases are untreatable because of new drug-resistant strains of the disease. The drugs previously used to treat TB are simply not working on those strains. WHO has been developing new drugs to combat the problem, and they have an international program to educate people about the dangers of TB.
2.
And now we have a report on a scandal involving famous 19th century painter Vincent van Gogh and one of his most famous paintings, Sunflowers, completed in 1888. The painting was bought by a large multinational corporation for several million dollars in 1987. At that time, a scandal erupted in London over the authenticity of this painting, with many critics claiming that the painting was a forgery. After years of debate, two experts from the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam finally authenticated the painting, stating that it is indeed a genuine Van Gogh.
3.
Next, we go to Mexico, where a hurricane pounded Cancun and nearby areas last night, leaving many people homeless. The strong winds and heavy rains made for horrible conditions. Floods and landslides destroyed homes and cars, especially in the beachfront areas. Rescue operations are particularly difficult because streets are blocked, in most cases, by mud. It's believed that some people are trapped inside their homes and cannot get out. Most people have left their homes and are now safely in temporary shelters. Mexican authorities predict that the disaster is going to have a huge impact on the tourist business in the area this year.
4.
And finally, a story for all you parents out there. How often do your kids push you to your limit, and what do you do about it? One tired and harassed mother from Illinois decided she'd had enough yesterday. Instead of yelling at her children as she normally would, she decided to leave. She walked out the door and climbed a tree. The tree with her children's treehouse in it, that is. She told her children she had decided to stay in their treehouse until they started appreciating her more. She put a sign in front of the treehouse that said, "On strike. No cooking, cleaning, doctoring, banking, or driving until demands met." The children tried to persuade her to come down, but were unsuccessful. Finally, one of them had the smart idea of baking their mother's favorite treat, brownies. Well, they must have smelled good, because that did the trick. Mom agreed to come down and read the contract her children wrote, promising not to fight, along with other promises of good behavior. That's it for now. We'll be back in an hour with more news.